Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
You do see the Fed, you know, and the difference with ECB couldn't be more stark in the sense that the Fed are looking through this trough in inflation, and Janet Yellen made that quite clear in the recent FOMC press conference. So that being the case, it kind of says to me that you're going to see the Fed normalizing their policy, hiking interest rates over the course of the year, probably starting in June or thereabouts. Interestingly, the market has still, I would say, underprices or misprices the extent to which the Fed are going to normalize their interest rates. So if anything, there is a risk that the dollar might be a little bit stronger over the course of the year. I think the standout candidates against which the dollar should outperform, obviously the euro would be one. Japanese yen, of course, is another. I think we've already seen fairly large moves against many of the commodity-type currencies, you know, your Aussie, Kiwi, and CAD. So I think that there will be scope for limited gains there as well. But the standout one really would be against the yen, in my view.
That was actually what I was going to ask. You know, we've seen this kind of strength in the dollar against commodity currencies in 2014. Is there any room for commodity currencies to fight back in 2015?
I rather doubt it, to be frank.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.